The opening weekend of the Olympics had its share of ups and downs. We're going to hear about some of them, starting with swimming, which brought world records, a stunning loss, and an unexpected medal before an adoring home crowd. NPR's Tom Goldman was there.
First, a world record.
Dana, how does it feel? How does it feel?
Oh. Before American Dana Vollmer answers how a 55.98-second 100-meter butterfly, fastest time ever and a gold medal, feels, consider this. Vollmer was diagnosed as a teenager with two life-threatening heart conditions that prompted her mom to carry a defibrillator to Dana's races. The heart problems were fixed, but Vollmer had to battle tons of injuries. She won a relay gold medal at the 2004 Olympics, but then failed to qualify for the Games in 2008. Now, after what Vollmer called a long journey, there she was last night, asked, how does it feel? She choked out this answer.
It's cool.
It's cool was Cullen Jones' attitude as well. After he and his American teammates on the men's 4x100-meter freestyle relay team won the silver medal last night.
Since I've looked at my Twitter, we've made everyone happy, so we've made people proud.
Easily the best half-full answer of the night because, and yes, it's awful to say this because all medals are great, the U.S. relay team didn't win silver as much as it lost gold. The Americans were big favorites with Michael Phelps and Ryan Lochte on the team. Lochte, swimming the anchor leg, made the kick turn at 50 meters and headed for home with a good lead. But French anchor Yannick Agnel caught him and touched the wall first. Lochte, who put his early stamp on the games the night before with a dominating win in the 400 individual medley, didn't speak to reporters afterwards. Cullen Jones did.
He was beating on himself, and I mean, once he heard his time, he was actually, I think, a lot better with it because he thought he swam a lot slower than that, I think.
The mostly British crowd at the Aquatic Center snapped fully to attention on the eighth and final lap of the women's 400-meter freestyle race. England's Rebecca Adlington, the 400 and 800 defending Olympic champ, was powering to the finish. Would Adlington win Team Great Britain's first gold medal of the Games? No. She won bronze, but the crowd kept on roaring. After the race, a frizzy-haired Adlington talked about the expectations of being on the host country team.
Yeah, it's pressure, but at the same time, it's been support. It's just them trying to say good luck. They don't mean, you better get a gold medal. It's just been great, and that shows by the crowd's reaction there. When I got a bronze, they were so, so happy, and I can't wait to go to medals now if I can find a hairbrush.
She found one and tamed her curls before the medal ceremony. Now, if she can tame her opponents in Friday's 800 freestyle, her best race, Team GB can cross that very big to-do off its list. Unless someone else wants to win gold before her. Anyone? Tom Goldman, NPR News, London.